Northwood Time. We trust that the radio ministry from the Northwood Baptist Church in Yadkinville, North Carolina, with our pastor, Dr. Alan Barker, will be a real blessing. Stay tuned at the end of the broadcast today for contact information, a schedule of services, and directions to our church. May the Lord bless you as you listen today.
Thank you, Dr. Carter. And let us say now, it is a real joy to be coming behind the radio mic again today, bringing the Northwood Time. I am Alan Barker, and of course, I am the pastor here of the Northwood Baptist Church right outside the city of Yadkinville, North Carolina. And thank you so much for tuning in. Trust the broadcast is going to be a real help and be a real, real blessing today. I got a real good song lined up today by the Bluegrass group that plays here in our church. I think you're going to enjoy. I know we're going right back to our Bible message, our Proverbs chapter 27. In just a few minutes, but I do appreciate you tuning in this Tuesday edition of the Northwood Time. I want to go to the Lord in prayer now, as we do every day, and if it's so you can, I want you to bow your heads with us today, and let's ask God's blessings together on the broadcast today. Our Heavenly Father, we love you, and we thank you for the opportunity again to come behind the radio mic. And I pray, Lord, you'll speak to our hearts today. We do realize without you, we're nothing. We do realize today, if you don't help us today, our being here would all be in vain. So, Lord, I pray the Spirit of God will help us. May we say what we need to say. May we do what we need to do. And may the will of God be done through the broadcast today. Lord, we do know it's your will to save sinners today. And there's no doubt in my mind, there's probably some here in the broadcast that's lost without Christ today. And I pray you'll speak to their heart. I pray you'll show them their loss and ruined condition. And may this be the day they'll run to the Savior and get saved by the good grace of God. Father, I pray help us today. We need you, and I pray you'll help us not only save sinners, but Lord, I pray you'll encourage those that may be discouraged today. Lord, that mom at home, maybe it's discouraged. That dad, perhaps driving down the road. Lord, I pray you'll encourage them in the good things of God. That discouraged pastor that may be here on the broadcast today, Lord, I pray they'll lift up their eyes unto the hills from which cometh their help. Of course, our help comes from the Lord. And I pray you'll meet every need today. And may the will of God be done. Bless our service tomorrow night. Give us a good prayer meeting tomorrow night. We'll thank you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let me make just a couple announcements here now. And we will be having our song here in just a minute. First of all, I want to remind you now of our service tomorrow night. Well, I'm excited about church tomorrow night here at Northwood. And I hope you'll come be a part of it tomorrow night. Our Wednesday night service begins in the auditorium at 7:30. Of course, we have our young people's meeting at 7 o'clock. And then at 7:30, everybody comes over into the auditorium for the 7:30 service. And again, I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today. We put as much emphasis on a Wednesday night service here at Northwood as we do a Sunday, amen. Our choir sings. We have special singing. We have a season of prayer around the altar and just sharing prayer requests and just praying and just a great, great service. It's not a real long service, but it's a good service. And I know you'll enjoy the services here tomorrow night. If you're not a member of a good Bible preaching church, hope you'll come and visit with us tomorrow night for our midweek service. We normally do a Bible study. May I say teaching, preaching together. It's not just teaching. It's preaching involved in it too. And you'll enjoy the service tomorrow night. 7:30 is our service time. And if you've got any questions at all, of course, you can go on the web at www.northwoodbaptist.us. Find all the information you need to know about our church. And I hope you'll do that today. Come be with us, and I know you'll enjoy the service tomorrow night. Well, why don't you give a listen to our singing today? We have a group of people in our church that play bluegrass, and I love it. Man, they do a great, great job. And here's a song you did the other day in one of our services. I think you'll enjoy this song. You give a listen as our bluegrass group comes around this time, and I believe you'll enjoy this song. You give a listen at this time.
Once my clothes were ragged, the world looked down on me. I had no hope for tomorrow, nor for eternity. Then grace came with mercy, and heard this orphan's plea. Now I've been adopted From bondage I've been set free. Now I'm no longer an orphan. Someone has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered. My family is royalty. I came so empty-handed, no place to call my home, and no one to really love me. Oh, but now look what I own. I'm feasting on the manna that comes from God on high, and there is no shortage. There is a vast supply. Now I'm no longer an orphan. Someone has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered. My family is royalty. Now I'm no longer an orphan. Someone has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered. My family is royalty. My family is royalty.
Well, amen. I like that, don't you? Praise God. I like it. I don't believe a man knows God if he don't love a five-string banjo, amen. Appreciate the good singing by our bluegrass group out of our church here, and they do a wonderful, wonderful job. Well, I'm preaching this week out of the book of Proverbs, chapter number 27, where the Bible said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. And preaching on the fool's boasting. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. You give a listen as we go back to the Bible message at this time. Maybe you've got a lost friend, loved one that's not saved. You may want to write and get the CD and send it to them. Amen. You give a listen to this. We'll go back to the Bible message at this time.
Sure, the suit of clothes you're going to wear, I may already be in town. Hey, ma'am, the dress you're going to wear may already be on the shelf today. I'm trying to tell you this morning, boast not thyself of tomorrow, because thou knowest not what a day may bring. My brother this week in my mother's graduation service gave some staggering figures. And if you were there, you heard him give them. I just study all that stuff all the time when I was in missions, and I don't study as much now as I did then. But 56 million people a year die. That's more than there are in Yakin County. 56 million people a year die. And if you'll study about that this morning, that's between 2 and 3 per second that die. And when you study about that, 120 a minute. That, you know what that means? Out of the number that's here today, and I'm just guessing off the top of my head, 120 a minute, within about 3 minutes, this crowd could be wiped out. Dead that quick. Gone that quick. And the reason I said that this morning is to say this. Man that's born of a woman. Did I read this somewhere? I think I probably read this somewhere. Man that's born of a woman. Might be Job 14:1. Man that's born of a woman is of a... And I will tell you, that's just a few days. That's just a few days. Some of y'all just graduated from high school yesterday. Huh? Some of y'all just got out of kindergarten yesterday. I found out something funny this week. My daddy went to school 5 years and didn't miss a day and didn't get out of the second grade. Y'all didn't get that either. My dad went to school 5 years and didn't miss a day and didn't get out of second grade. But there's a catch to that. And I bet Brother Bobby knows where this is at. The old Barker Schoolhouse up on Little Mountain Road. It's gone now. That's where he went to school. But back in them days, I don't think he went past the second grade or whatever. But he went 5 years and didn't miss a day. And I'll tell you something this morning. Man, that just seems like yesterday. I was sitting and watching the sports yesterday, and I saw where East High beat the Sox off Firebush in football Friday night. Where's Devon? Say amen, Devon. All right, we're the only one from there, I reckon. But anyhow, and I sat there watching that sports and thinking about East High. Man, it seemed like yesterday I went to school. But man, here I am. I'm this is 30-some years later. Are you? It's more than that. I'm trying to tell you, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. This verse this morning suggested several things, and I'll be done. First of all, you notice in verse number 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow. I'll say, first of all, notice the verse, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. I'll say, first of all, this verse suggests this morning, death is sure. There's no question about that. Death is sure. I won't say that again. Death is sure. And I'll say this, years ago when I talk about death, it absolutely would scare me to death. Hey, years ago before I got saved, you talk about dying and death. It would scare me to death. I remember before I got saved, I was in 2 or 3 car wrecks, bad car wrecks. And I remember one in particular I was in, and we're in about 110 mile hour when the car left the road. And I wasn't driving. Had I been driving, it wasn't a wreck. But anyhow, we left the road, went out down through the woods. It was unreal what all happened in that wreck. And it seemed like an eternity while that car was going down through there and turning and hitting cement cupboards and knocking down trees. And it didn't seem like the car was ever going to stop. And my whole thing on my mind during that time, going down through those woods that night, the fact was, man, if I get killed, I'm going to hell. If I die in this wreck, I'm going to hell. Boy, I'd shake in my shoes. I remember going to church and my daddy talked about, hey, sir, you're going to die some of these days. And when you talk about dying, it would trouble me. It would bother me. I would be so bothered and so troubled about dying. Are you listening? But I'll say this morning about death, it doesn't bother me. If I knew I was going to die in the next 10 minutes, I don't want to die. I want to stay around as long as I can. The nature of this body is to live, and it's going to struggle to the last breath. But here's what I started to say to you this morning. As far as being scared, it doesn't bother me anymore. You say, preacher, you mean death is sure? It is as sure as your name is what it is this morning. I'm telling you this morning, it is as sure as you're sitting in this pew this morning, there will be a day in the appointment of God that you'll face God, you'll die, you'll breathe your last breath. Death is sure this morning. Here's why. Genesis chapter 3, verse number 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, thou shalt not eat thereof, neither shalt thou touch it, lest ye die.
In closing, thank you for listening to the Northwood Time, one of the many ministries of the Northwood Baptist Church, the church designed with the whole family in mind. We can be contacted by logging on to northwoodbaptist.us. or by writing P.O. Box 1637, Yadkinville, North Carolina, 27055, or by calling 336-677-3781. That's 336-677-3781. You'll find our church and Bible college on the north side of Yadkinville off of Lee Avenue. Our services are as follows. Sunday morning Sunday school, 10 o'clock, followed by our preaching service at 10:50. Sunday evening service is at 6 o'clock. Our Wednesday evening service is at 7:30. Come and be with us, where everybody is somebody, and we're still old-fashioned. God bless you. Until next broadcast time.